This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 21-year-old trainee for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, lucky to be alive after he was shot while standing in a parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department. It happened yesterday afternoon. A gunshot fired from a four-story building hit his bulletproof vest. They're still hunting for the possible sniper who shot him. Time to get out your scorecards to keep track of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has now announced he's dropping out of it. That announcement came hours after someone who had been in the race announced,
"I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for the United States Senate."
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out earlier this week after his White House run never caught fire. It was expected he might try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner instead. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh reportedly considering challenging President Trump in a Republican primary. There are multiple reports that Walsh might declare he's running as early as this weekend. He was a one-term member of Congress and has been a conservative radio host since. The former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford rumored to be considering running as well. Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron making it clear he's not pleased that producers have booked former White House press chief Sean Spicer as a contestant on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, which will begin next month on ABC. Bergeron saying on Twitter he's been urging producers to stop making divisive bookings. Spicer says,
"I'm looking forward to getting away from politics for a while, a couple hours every week, and hopefully entertaining a lot of folks and not embarrassing my family and my daughter."
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL great John Elway is disclosing that he was diagnosed with a progressive medical condition 15 years ago that leads to a serious hand disability. Though it can be corrected by simple surgery, he told NBC's Today Show that he became unable to pick up or hold a football because of Dupuytren contracture, also known as Viking's disease. He said it forces the fingers in towards the hand, and while doctors had recommended surgery, he said he'd had enough of those surgical procedures during his playing career, so he opted not to get it. He says there are treatments, though, that he did do over the past couple of years that have helped his situation. He's now become a paid spokesman for the company that provided the treatment. Major League Baseball has given its players a warning, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
They're saying that players should be careful if they're using over-the-counter sexual enhancers. It could result in a suspension. The league says the over-the-counter products may contain some prohibited performance-enhancing drugs. The memo warns that the products present a real risk for players that undergo regular drug testing. The league also points out the medical risk, advising players who need medical attention to contact licensed physicians. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, and thank you for joining in with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. How about if we, with this discussion about immigration, how about if we talk with the legal immigrant? Huh? Would that, do you think that might go a long way in this discussion to understand immigration policy and get it outside of the, you know, political back and forth and all the volleying that has been taking place that seems to be going nowhere? Well, Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll is going to be joining us in just a moment, and she asks a pointed question. She says, how can you end a law that was illegal to begin with? How could that law be illegal? How can, you know, so you're going to end a law that was illegal to begin with, and that ending of the law now is determined to be illegal. That is the question before us. A little background here. It's been a while since the former lieutenant governor has been with us. She was the first elected as lieutenant governor in the state of Florida, first African-American and Caribbean elected statewide, former executive director of Florida Department of Veterans Affairs and a Navy vet, retired as a highly decorated commander aviation maintenance officer. She immigrated to America from the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, West Indies, and she is also a best-selling author, When You Get There, an autobiography. Lieutenant Governor, I just say is that it is amazing all the things that you've been able to accomplish here in this country, and dare I say, would you have even come close to accomplishing these incredible feats in your home country?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on, and most importantly, I want to thank you for the service that you've given to our country as well.
Well, my honor, just as I'm sure it was an honor for you.
Yes, sir. It was the best. And for many young people that are flailing and wondering what to do in their life, they should go and serve their country.
Amen.
I'm also the national spokesperson for Maggie's List. And Maggie's List is a counter to Emily's List. Emily's List have funded many liberal women running for Congress and men as well. Mm-hmm. But they were very successful in getting over 106 women elected to the Congress, the 116th Congress that currently exist. And unfortunately for Republican women, conservative women, we've lost seats, and we only have 21, both in the House and Senate, conservative women, Republican women that are serving. So Maggie's List is a political action committee that is raising money to help conservative women get elected to the Congress so we can push back against
exactly
the illegal laws that seem to want to creep into our society. And as you had the top of the hour talking about, how can an illegal law be objected to when the legality of it to put it back in place as President Trump wants to do? As an immigrant coming into this country, both my parents and myself we knew the rules of the road. It's like everyone that gets into their car, get into a job, there are laws, there are rules to follow. Why is it that it's okay for anyone else that is not a legal American to break the law or the rules? Many of the people on the other side, the liberal side, will tend to follow the emotional aspect of things and then fool the American people that emotionally we ought to break the law. And I say that enough is enough, and so has President Trump. When President Obama put in place DACA, he did so without the congressional approval. And when DACA remained in place, he did so with the inept leadership that we had in the Congress on the Republican side, because they either fear to go up against him, they fear that they may lose support from Hispanic voters, they fear that that there is a battle that they may lose and lose their seats. But one thing that I want to caution our members of Congress with, it is not their seat. It's the American public seat, and they ought to be responding back to the citizens at the grassroots level as to what their citizens that elected them to do in the Congress for them. So when it comes to immigration, it's a very emotional subject, and we tend to, the congressional members tend to deal with it at a high level, a 30,000-foot level, and then have it scaled down to the American public and have us accept it, whatever it may be. Giving credit to President Trump, President Trump said, the first order that I have as president is to protect our sovereignty, protect our nation. We have our border wall where people are coming through at whatever whim. You know, cartels are being paid. The terrorists may be coming through. We have illegal crossings, that we have unscrupulous MS-13 people coming through that may want to do us harm in this country. So therefore, the first thing we need to do is to protect our borders, particularly on the southern border. The Congress says, no, I'm not giving you any money. We have spent more money on illegals for education, for food stamps, for health care, for everything else, more than it would have cost to give Donald Trump the money that was needed to make the wall across the southern border more protective than people just coming across illegally. And so to that end, President Trump extended the olive branch to the Congress in 2018 and said, listen, Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, give me the money for my wall. I'll even give you DACA. To show you how unreliable and untruthful these people were, they didn't even give him an opportunity to sit at the table and say, okay, well, let's discuss this. Maybe we'll give you half for the wall, and we'll take a little half for DACA or something. They just left DACA alone, and under the law, DACA was sunset. So President Trump isn't doing anything that the law did not provide for.
Exactly. Yeah, but, you know, and the thing is, the way you lay this out is that, you know, we're up at a 30,000 view, but let's get down to the ground floor level and see how these Hispanic communities, particularly Hispanic communities, have been impacted, because it is these illegal immigrants who've come in that have taken their jobs, put their lives also at risk, because MS-13, as I've been saying repeatedly, is MS-13 gangs. They don't go down to Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco, or they're not in Westchester County in New York. They're with Hispanic communities, and they're tormenting the whole what have you, out of these Hispanic communities. The drug trafficking, the sex trafficking, and that is a key. That they go to the areas, like birds of a feather flock together, they go to the areas that they know and control and can take advantage. And these people that are here illegally operate in the shadows, and it's not like if they need the police, they can dial 911. They're going to rely on the street justice, and hopefully whoever happens to be running that zip code at that particular time, they're going to go to them for protection, and guess what? They're going to be beholden. This thing is a big mess, and this is all brought to you by the Democratic Party, because out of emotion and out of the generous heart of Americans, they're taking full advantage, but they are absolutely putting these illegal immigrants at full disadvantage.
Absolutely. Okay, we have to take a break. I hear some music in the background.
Yeah, we've got some music. It's not a call for you and I to go dancing, but it's an idea that we're going to go and exit stage left for just a moment. But our conversation with Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, will continue here. And when we do come back, I want to talk a little bit more about Maggie's List, because I want to get into detail and encourage people how they can get involved, because there is no doubt that this is needed, and I think you're doing some great work there with Maggie's List. So more from the former Lieutenant Governor right after this. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you? When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
This message is sponsored by GSK. Is your teen vaccinated? Meningitis B is an uncommon but potentially life-threatening illness. If your teen is starting college, make sure you talk to their doctor about how vaccination can help protect them against meningitis B. Only 14.5% of teens have been vaccinated against meningitis B. GSK spokesperson Tiffany Williams.
My younger brother was at his dream college when he contracted meningitis B. His doctors thought it was the flu and told him to rest. 2 days later, he passed away. I can't bring my brother back. But with this message, I hope to educate others to help protect themselves.
Early symptoms of meningitis may appear similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis will die. 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, such as loss of limbs. GSK Vaccines U.S. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, Dr. Len Friedland.
Adolescents have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or utensils, kissing or coughing. Talk to their doctor about the 2 different types of meningitis vaccines needed to help protect them against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis.
Vaccination may not protect all recipients. Learn more at meningitisb.com. Again, that's meningitisb, MENINGITISB.com.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together?
It's all about you, America, along with the experts, the people that know what they're talking about. We go well beyond the 8-second sound bites, as I've maintained. If that is your perspective, based on 8-second sound bites, you and this country, we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll is with us, and we're talking immigration. Jennifer, you know, what this all comes down to is that America has been fighting a spirit of lawlessness. We've abandoned lawlessness. We've abandoned moral values, and we have been a disrespecter of life. And we are reaping what we have sown, and people are upset about it. They don't know quite how to put their finger on it. And in so many ways, they're looking to government as the answer. But the answer really lies in the mirror, I believe, in so many ways, because this is a moral issue. Are we going to be a nation of laws or not? And forget about what Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, and even some Republicans have done in abandoning the rule of law. This is a government as designed by our founding fathers to be a government of, for, by, we the people. So the responsibility is on us. We cannot look even to Donald Trump or any other political figure as being the answer when the answer itself is in the mirror. Am I saying that fairly?
You are absolutely right on point. I'm an immigrant to this country. My parents immigrated to this country for the opportunities that America afforded us. And many people are trying to immigrate to this country, some legally and some illegally, for the opportunities that many people have taken for granted in this country. But it's a proper way to do it. We have to have our immigration laws so that we would know those that are coming in, they've done a background check. There's been a physical that's been conducted to make sure inoculations, and we're not bringing in any ills that's into this country to impact and affect the health and welfare of our people. They have to have an opportunity for employment and have to have the financial means to take care of themselves. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's what all the other countries have. However, we have people that are serving in the Congress that feel that congressional seat that they're in is their congressional seat, and they're the CEO of the people of this country, of their seat, and this is a republic. And when we've taken out civics from our classrooms to educate and inform our young people as to what the levels of government are, the three levels of government, what their responsibilities are, and why this is a republic for the people, by the people, of the people, that we have taken that away, and the people do not understand their government, thinking that whatever is pushed down from the top is what they have to abide by. And when the Tea Party came into movement to show the Congress that we are the people and you're supposed to be responsive to us and we're not going to take it anymore, they wanted to paint with a broad brush that the Tea Party was all these racist people that's coming out to Washington, but it was made up of all walks of life, all economic, socioeconomic conditions of people and race of people and gender of people to say that we want our country back. And unfortunately, the Obama administration was so onerous to the Tea Party of asking for many things that they would never ask any other organization for, to prove that they are a nonprofit and or to prove what their true intent was, that people just gave up. And what we cannot afford is for people giving up on their country. They have to know what the laws are. They have to know what the rules are. And they have to make sure that all the rules and laws are applied equally across the board. That's why Maggie's List is so important. I'm the national spokesperson for Maggie's List. And people can find out more about Maggie's List at maggieslist.org. We support conservative women running for Congress. In the 116th Congress that we currently have, the Democrats under the Me Too movement and the pushback to go after Donald Trump to try to impeach him from office was able to be funded by Emily's List that got George Soros money and all these liberal monies to support women running for the Congress, where they were successful in getting 106 women elected to the House and Senate. The Republican numbers dropped to only 21 women that are currently serving in the House and Senate. We need conservative women voices to push back against the squad, to push back against against these liberal socialist ideals to make sure that they are speaking up for a pro-America, pro-Donald Trump America policies. And that's what is so needed, to have strong women voices that Maggie's List is providing and supporting women running for the Congress. But our citizens have to do their own homework and not listen to the 30-second soundbite and assume that that is factual. You're not going to get it from the news. I don't care if you listen to Fox News on down. Do your own homework. Go to the Federalist Papers or read documents from John Locke and Thoreau and see exactly what our forefathers, our those that came before us, what their intent was with the Constitution, what their intent was for the Republic, for people to be involved in their government. These congressional members, particularly in the House, the Constitution was written such that those members were supposed to come back every 2 years to their districts to be reaffirmed for them to get reelected to office. And that reaffirmation was for what did they do for the public? How did they listen to their constituents? These members, when they come back home, they're going on their little junkets to go on CODEL trips overseas, and then they go right back to D.C. They're not in their district. They're not in on a listening tour to their constituents to find out what they want and what they ought to represent. When I served in the Florida legislature, my bills came from my town hall meetings and my direct contact with the citizens that elected me to office. These members of Congress aren't doing that.
Exactly. Well, you touched on several things, but first of all, regarding Maggie's List, where do we go to support your effort there at Maggie's List?
It's Maggie's List, MaggiesList.org. On Maggie's List, you see all the candidates that we've supported in the past, some seated congressional members, as well as a donate button is there. We provide funds for women candidates running for Congress. We also do electioneering to get the word out about these female candidates running for the Congress. And we know money is the mother's milk of politics. And usually on the Republican side, our females are getting primaried by male counterparts that have already slated themselves from years on end to run and deem that seat to be theirs. So we're competing up against a force that have not really seen the need for true diversity in our elected officials in the Congress. When women voices speak, we are speaking for national security. We're speaking for sovereignty. We're speaking for education. We're speaking for economic development. We're speaking for our military. We're speaking for our veterans. And we cannot allow the current Congress to abdicate their role and responsibility to say that we'll just kowtow to the other side because we want to just be reelected so we can have our keep our power and our title. We need true conservative women running for office to make sure that they're speaking the truth and speaking up for the people that elected them to office.
Well, Jennifer, you touched on something that's really important, and I got in trouble over it several weeks ago when I said that because of Democratic policies and you know them violating some reasonable CDC requirements and allowing borders to be opened up, that we were allowing some diseases to come into the country. The Los Angeles Times recently reported this week, as a matter of fact, that California is starting to experience the return of medieval diseases, the bubonic plague. And I said that at the time, because of what has been happening in San Francisco and Los Angeles, even down in San Diego, is with human feces and rats and fleas running abound, a compromised immunity within the citizenry, that we are wide open for a plague of epic proportions. And this is starting to play out. And I was interested to note, and of course you mentioned what was happening with the CDC as well. And this is something, without conservative thought and conservative values in play, more of the country is going to be at risk because these liberal progressive ideas are compromising our constituency. We got to leave it there, and I look forward to having you back.
That, because we're seeing polio, mumps, rubella, things, many of our illegal crossings.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. for a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 21-year-old trainee for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, lucky to be alive after he was shot while standing in a parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department. It happened yesterday afternoon. A gunshot fired from a four-story building hit his bulletproof vest. They're still hunting for the possible sniper who shot him. Time to get out your scorecards to keep track of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has now announced he's dropping out of it. That announcement came hours after someone who had been in the race announced,
"I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for the United States Senate."
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out earlier this week after his White House run never caught fire. It was expected he might try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner instead. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you know, it's okay to meet in the middle as long as you're heading in the same direction and the end goal is close, okay, at least in the zip code. And I understand in today's political environment, it's like we're not even on the same planet right now the way things are going. Hey, you ready to open the books? We're going to open the books here with Adam Andrzejewski with OpenTheBooks.com. And because it's important to see what is going on with your money. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Adam, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on the program. I'm doing well.
Well, there's a lot to cover here, and the effort and the great job that you guys are doing to hold them accountable, and I say them, you know, for people to understand, one of the big reveals this week was what's going on with the Small Business Association. You know, there's a lot of money earmarked that is supposed to go to small businesses across the country, and in opening the books, you discovered that but that money is not going where it was intended.
Exactly. So we broke this yesterday in an hour-long interview on C-SPAN and followed it up last night on the Tucker Carlson Show with an interview. Mm-hmm. And, Bill, I appreciate your platform to educate the American people on where their tax dollars are going. I mean, who knew? Who knew that the Small Business Administration, you know, they're supposed to be funding small businesses across
exactly.
the country. Who knew that our taxpayer dollars are being used to subsidize low interest rate loans to the tune since 2007 of $300 million to America's private country clubs. That's
exactly.
Golf clubs, swim clubs, beach clubs, yacht clubs across the country. $117 million flowed into zip code 90210. That's Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, exactly. Right.
Of the past 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And look, the entrepreneur that is the eyeglass designer for frames worn by Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise received $2.2 million of SBA lending.
Wow, this is incredible. Now, this is, you know, these are just some of the highlights of the money that was lent out, the people's money. Okay, this is our money, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't some nebulous, you know, government operation. But again, this is the people's money. And they lent out some $170 billion over the last 5 years. And Adam, in Open the Books, said, hey, let's break it down. $12.2 billion goes to Wall Street, Adam?
So, you know, this is an agency charged with helping mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street, those men and women entrepreneurs that have great ideas but can't find financing in the public, you know, in the marketplace. So mm-hmm. the SBA is supposed to come in and bridge those gaps and help these entrepreneurs and lend to these Main Street businesses. And when we opened their books, our auditors actually found that in the last 5 years, $12 billion didn't go to Main Street. It went to Wall Street. It funded some of the largest investment houses in the country. One of these we showcased on the Tucker Carlson show last mm-hmm. night. It's in our report.
Right.
You can come to openthebooks.com. It's a free download of our report on the SBA. One of these investment bankers, they're based in Silicon Valley.
What is this investment bankers? How are they able to, you know, juke the system to where they can access SBA money?
Well, exactly. And you know, the American people don't know that this is going on. It's a big subsidy. $12 billion over 5 years is a big subsidy. Here's an example of just one of them. In Palo Alto, California, in the Silicon Valley, there's a company called Hercules Technology. They're so successful, their stock is traded on the NASDAQ exchange. Their CEO was just, you know, they've taken $300 million in SBA lending, you know, in the recent past.
Mm-hmm.
Their CEO is just scooped up in the college admissions scandal. He resigned as CEO, but he's still on their board, and he's still being paid as a board advisor.
Wow. Well, you know, when you have this kind of money flying around and the lack of accountability, it is ripe for abuse. Again, you know, this is other people's money. It's OPM, and here it is. Of all things, you know, when the government is so big, it can't keep tabs on all this, Adam. And, you know, this is coming out of our pockets. I mean, you even point out that you discovered $16 billion in bad loans. I mean, these guys couldn't get a job at a regular banking institution or a financial institution with that kind of track record.
Well, you're exactly right. So the SBA, 57% of their entire portfolio are million-dollar loans and above. And so over the course of the past 5 years, there's been 40,000 recipients, Bill, of million-dollar-plus loans coming out of the quote-unquote Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2007, there's been 75,000 recipients of million-dollar-plus loans at the SBA. Now, our auditors, we mapped every single one of those loans, and we put it on an interactive map. You can key your zip code, click a pin, and you can see who in your own neighborhood is getting $1 million or more out of the SBA.
Adam, I remember in the early days, you know, when I had a couple of startups, and the expectation in terms of loans were, you know, traditionally less than $500,000. I mean, you had to have something really special, you know, to go into the, you know, seven-figure landmark area. You know, so they were generally at that level to where you had more people being helped, thank you very much, by the SBA by design. So now what you seem to be indicating is these average loans now are, you know, seven-figure plus without a wink.
Well, Well, yeah, we've entered into new territory with this government lending program to the private sector, which strikes you as a couple of steps down the road towards socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, here's a story from my hometown in Hinsdale, Illinois. We had four family-owned, multi-generational.
I love this story, ladies and gentlemen. You got to take note of this. I mean, because you know we talk about how China, you know, what they're doing in terms of money manipulation, how they help their own companies and everything like that. This is a similar story happening here in the United States, which I got to tell you, when I heard about this, Adam, I was very frustrated because, you know, what we want in business is that there would be a level playing field. But when you're using the people's money to obliterate established businesses, you know, there's just something wrong on so many levels. Go ahead and tell your story.
So in my hometown, about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, the SBA loaned $4 million to an upstart Rolex jeweler that had qualified to be a Rolex jeweler, licensed Rolex jeweler jewelry shop, and they armed him with $4 million. Now, here's the thing. In my area, there's four family-owned jewelers. They've been there on a multi-generation basis for up to 50 years. The youngest one has been there for 20 years, and they pay taxes, and they've got successful businesses, and they want to expand and hire, and they have employees, and all of a sudden, their tax dollars are being used against them on their home turf because the SBA lent $4 million to a brand new jewelry shop to compete against them.
Right. So they can push them out of business, and they're using the people's money to do that. I mean, how is that fair on any level?
So it's not. And, you know, the SBA makes some very bad decisions. So we highlight in our report they're lending to Lamborghini auto dealers across the country.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't work out well for the taxpayer, let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'm going to have you break that down. But also, my understanding, you know, to become a Rolex dealer, you've got to demonstrate that you've got your act together, that you're pretty well healed. And if you're that healed to get a Rolex franchise, what are you doing borrowing people's money?
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, other than, okay, we'll get the money and we're going to buy market share by forcing the other people out of business. We're just going to underbid them, right?
And this is what's going on. It's unleveling a level playing field.
Exactly. More from Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books right after this. Stay with us just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This report is sponsored by Cooper Tires. As summer comes to an end and the seasons change, it's important to take a moment and check your tires. Drivers should always check tires when there are major shifts in temperature and before any road trips. With the busy end-of-summer Labor Day travel weekend approaching, it's the perfect time for a tire check safety moment. Jessica Edgerton, Director of Brand Development, Cooper Tires.
We encourage all drivers to check their tires monthly with a simple routine. Tires are the only part of your vehicle connecting it to the road, so it's important to regularly check your tread depth, tire pressure, and the overall condition of the tire.
Cooper offers tires for all seasons as well as helpful safety and maintenance tips. One tip for checking the tread on your tires is by inserting a U.S. penny with Lincoln's head facing down. If the top of his head is visible at any point around the tire, it's time to replace it. Take a moment before this holiday weekend and check your tires. For more, visit www.coopertire.com. Again, that's www.coopertire.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
I guess we could almost say that about the political, conversation these days is it's goo-goo and gaga, huh? Well, no goo-goo gaga here, you know. We give it to you straight as we continue to remain committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team is going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. You ready for that, huh? Why not? Look at the rates. They're down low, so you might as well work with a partner who's going to be looking out for your best interests, and that's what they do at Network Capital Funding. Give them a call, 800-700-8068, 800-700-8068. They've got all the details for you. Adam Angieski continues with us, the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, boy, I'll tell you, we got to keep our eye on the ball. I mean, that's the vision. I mean, the swamp is there. It has been working against us. And, what you have done in this recent expose here is to demonstrate in hard numbers how the swamp is misusing the people's money.
Well, and let's just, you know, we keep coming back to zip code 90210 because it was made popular in the TV show. It's California,
right.
It's Beverly Hills, it's glamour and glitz. And, you know, the SBA is using our tax dollars. So let's say you're a taxpayer in Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, I think you're going to be pretty upset that you're funding and subsidizing and guaranteeing loans for doctors on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, California, that you're funding high-end beauty, high-end design schools in zip code 90210, that you put $1.75 million of this subsidized lending into a French wine importer in Beverly Hills that's been around for the last 30.
Are we getting any discounts on wine bottles or anything like that? I mean, is there any dividend for we the people on that?
Well, I tell you this much, Bill. We noticed that the SBA a couple of years ago was funding Lamborghini auto dealers. And I feel a lot better if I was driving one. Because these Lamborghini auto dealers were going belly up and taxpayers for millions of dollars. And this actually happened in my hometown as well. A $2 million loan went to a Lamborghini auto dealer, and a couple of years later, he went belly up, and the SBA charged it off against taxpayers for over $1 million.
Oh, wow, wow. This is unbelievable now. So here we've got $120 million going to private country clubs, beach clubs, swim clubs, tennis clubs, yacht clubs. Wow, you know, what a gimmick here if you can get away with it.
Well, we found in the data, and there's probably more, but over the course of the past 5 years, we found 74 yacht clubs were greenlit for SBA loans to the tune of $36 million. So the SBA, Bill, check this out. They found a yacht club in Oklahoma, which solves the question that if you sail your yacht to Oklahoma, yes, you can park it. This yacht club received $4.2 million of SBA lending.
Wow. What are we doing wrong here? Huh?
Look, this is congressional underreach. Mm-hmm. Congress needs to conduct oversight of agencies like the SBA. You can't put them on automatic pilot. They morph. The mission creeps. Mm-hmm. And what we have here is mission creep on steroids. You know, an agency that was started to help struggling mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street that couldn't get private credit has now morphed into funding the wealthy lifestyle.
This is unbelievable. And this trajectory that the SBA has been on, how long has this been going on, Adam? I mean, you know, is this just something that's happened recently, or is this, you know, this has just been, you know, a bad practice that they have embraced over the last several decades?
So our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we actually looked at that question, and we downloaded the SBA failed bad debt portfolio starting in the year 2000 for the first 15 years of this century. So it's between 2000 and 2015, and the SBA admits to a $24 billion bad debt portfolio. They charged off against the taxpayer account $16 billion, and they admit that in those failed businesses, it displaced 1.4 million workers. So the SBA's bad decisions, it has real-world pain and consequences for not only taxpayers, but also for workers when they unlevel these level playing fields.
Exactly.
Now, Bill, 1.4 million people that are displaced, that's a big population. We looked at this. It's the population of the city of Dallas or the metro population of New Orleans.
Wow. Well, serious consequences here when you take your eye off the ball and you trust the government. And meanwhile, you've got forces in the political stream saying that we need bigger government. If we only had bigger government, we wouldn't have these problems, is what they tell us. Speaking of employees, you also reported regarding Baltimore. You know, Forbes reported that Baltimore's 30,000 public employees cost taxpayers $2 billion. But that's not enough to save their own city. What's going on?
So specific to Baltimore, when that became national news, what we try to do at OpenTheBooks.com is we try to take hard data into the national conversation, because we believe that if you inject real facts into the public discourse, we're going to get better conversation and better solutions at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So what our auditors found was in the city of Baltimore, there are based at least 30,000 public employees. Those 30,000 public employees are employed by the city of Baltimore, 13,500 of them, workers, which is an extraordinarily bloated payroll. Then you have 10,500 educators in the city schools. And on top of that, you've got 6,500 federal workers based in the executive agencies based in Baltimore. Okay, you also have state employees based in the city. But the Maryland comptroller didn't give us the city locations, so there's thousands more. There's more than 30,000 public employees. The total taxpayer cost of those of the cash compensation is north of $2 billion, and we don't even know how many there actually are because the state of Maryland refused to give us city locations to their employees.
Why are they refusing? I mean, this is public money. I mean, don't they have to declare this?
Bill, at OpenTheBooks.com, we fight. We fight to keep transparency law wide.
Mm-hmm.
We are fighting all over the country to do this, even at the federal level. This year, and we're fighting with the Office of Personnel Management over this, they changed their data release policy, and we are not getting city locations. We're lucky if we get county locations of where people are based, even at the federal level.
Is this across the board, or is this politically motivated to where you find one party over another, following, transparent policies?
It's across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians love to run on transparency in both parties, and once they're elected, they run away from it as fast as they can. Now, I want to remind everybody listening to your program, because this is a critical point, that our right to transparency is enshrined in our founding documents. It's Article 1, Section 9 of the United States Constitution, which says that a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. And now it's the Internet age, Bill. There's a clear interpretation, and it's post every dime online in real time. Open the books.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it holds people accountable. I mean, because when you're doing stuff in the dark, this is when you get malfeasance, you get fraud that takes place. I mean, this is ripe for all this, is it not?
It is. It is. And specific to Baltimore, they're getting a tremendous amount of federal money on a per.
Yeah, this last year, over $16 billion, and there's some reports saying, well, we don't know where it went. What do you mean? You don't know where $16 billion went? I mean, all of a sudden you've turned into Iran and you got pallets in the dark of night and the money has disappeared?
Well, we compared Baltimore up against other major cities across the country, and we looked at 107 major cities. Baltimore was fourth from the top.
Wow.
in the largest receipt of federal grants and direct payments. So if you were a family of four in the city of Baltimore over the course of the past 4 years, it's the equivalent of $7,000.
Who was number one?
Number one was Washington, D.C., no surprise,
mm-hmm.
followed by Chicago. And Chicago was about four times greater than Baltimore.
Wow.
On a family of four basis over the course of the past 4 years, in the city of Chicago, you'd have a family of four would have received about $8,000 a year, $32,000 over a four-year period.
Just for being.
Just for being.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that's our money. And our money is being used to buy votes and to hold people down across the board, because we know the thing that one of the most important things that leads to happiness and fulfillment in people's lives is a job. And if your job has become working for the bureaucracy and being a recipient of these monies, I mean, what is that doing to your own dignity? This is very dangerous, Adam.
Well, I think the, why our reports are so important is they show the pernicious influence of government spending at every level, local, state,
okay,
federal.
We have to leave it there. Where do they go for more information really quick?
OpenTheBooks.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that